John and Gary on 2UE.
They know what they're talking about.
13 minutes to 8 here on 2UE. 13 13 32 is our number on this Thursday morning. One of the figures that really emerged in 2014 in the federal political sphere was the former Palmer United Party Senator Jackie Lambie. She was a constant thorn in the side, not just of the Abbott government, but also of Clive Palmer. Mm. During 2014. She's already indicated at the beginning of this year that she'll be voting to disallow this move to cut the rebate for shorter GP consultations. There are also suggestions that she's planning to set up her own political party. Let's find out. She's the independent senator for Tasmania. She joins us now. Jackie Lambie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys going?
We're well. Thanks for joining us, Senator. Look, back in 2014, you were a constant thorn in Tony Abbott's side. Is 2015 going to be any different?
I think you guys are just getting me all wrong, surely. You know, I'm just up there to scrutinise and hold him responsible for his actions. There you go. You know, I'm sugar and spice and all things nice.
You did say, though, last year that you would oppose every piece of government legislation until the Abbott government increased its pay officer for the Defence Forces. Do you still stand by that pledge?
Well, what I'd like to do is what I've already asked for, which is a meeting with the PM, which he's reneged on now 3 times. And if we could just have a conversation one-on-one for 30 minutes, I have... Not only that I need to speak to him about, but the situation that's going on in Tasmania. That's all I'm asking for.
Now,
you know, and as you know, the RSL have now finally come out and they're backing the troops as well. So, you know, I think he really needs to change his mind. He needs to have a good look at this. It's the Anzac centenary coming up this year. Surely, I mean, the votes that he's going to lose out of this, if he doesn't turn around and change his mind and give these men and women what they deserve, I think he's finished.
You mean finished as in...
He's finished. He'll be a oncer. That's what the PM will do. That's if he makes it over the next 6 months. Let's be honest.
Now, look, there's been speculation around this week that you're about to set up your own political party called Tasmania First. Is there any truth to that rumour?
No, there's no truth to the rumour. Where am I going to find time to do that? No, I don't have time for that. Absolutely not. Certainly not today, not tomorrow. There's a lot that needs to be done for Tasmania. You know, there's a lot I'm trying to do for our veterans, and there's a lot of, fighting and negotiating, trying to go on with the Liberal Party to be able to achieve that. I don't have the time as much as that would maybe not be nice in the future or consideration. It's certainly not today.
Have you been sounded out by parties in other states or individuals in other states wanting to get that Jackie Lambie brand out there across Australia?
I think you sort of have people that are sniffing around, but there's certainly a lot of interest out of the public and obviously out of those in defence and the veterans. And but like I said, I don't have the time.
All right, you've mentioned your campaign, which drew a lot of support on Defence Force pay. You're talking about disallowing the GP's consultation cuts to the Medicare rebate. How conscious are you of the fact that we've got this ballooning deficit, that something's got to be done to try and rein in government spending or rein in that deficit, or we're going to go down the track of some of these countries in Europe?
First of all, we're not in a crisis in that situation, let's be honest. But, you know, I've already spoken to the PM in my first meeting and given him some ideas on that, and I'm sure the other crossbenchers and others up there in Parliament have too, and they're not listening to him. First of all, we can have a look at the amount of money that we pay out in foreign aid. You know, it's $25 billion over the forward estimates. It's poorly targeted and it's poorly managed. And it's actually borrowed. We don't have that money. We're borrowing that on the Australian credit card. To give away to other people when we've got people out here that are doing it really, really hard in their own backyard. I don't know whatever happens to our grassroots of looking...
I mean, they've already cut foreign aid back to a degree, but you think it should be cut much further?
Absolutely.
And you are conscious of it, because the impression is that the government keeps making moves to try and rein in the deficit. It keeps getting knocked back in the Senate, but you are conscious that there is a problem.
Oh, yeah, I'm conscious that we have to be careful with our money. We have to be smart with it. But, you know, you've got the $5 billion bribe to the states to privatise assets, you know, or sell off assets. So there's... You know, you've got the normalised infrastructure spend instead of going the big hog like he's doing. I mean, he's halfway through, and I don't think he's actually even spent a great deal of that money. What I'm seeing in front of me. You know, he's giving $20 million to Arabic-speaking aged care facilities in Western Sydney, and I've got 1 out of 10 homeless veterans out in the streets.
What would you say to...
Let's get our priorities straight.
Senator, what would you say to people who would describe you as being xenophobic?
You know, people say a lot of things about me. I'll just get back up and go and keep going. That's what I've got to do. I've got 6 years in there, and I've just got to go in hard, and I've got to go in fast, and I've got to do the right thing.
You've seen the terrorist attack in Paris last week. You've seen various things that are happening around the world over this summer. Do you think the Australian government is doing enough to ensure that we're as protected here in Australia?
No, I don't think he is. And I think what he can do is, first of all, he can bring our troops back from the Middle East, every single one of them. He can look at the treason, look at putting treason charges. First of all, the Prime Minister and his minister can tell us the numbers of Islamic extremists fighting in the Middle East, all their supporters at home, and have access to the information which stops people from leaving the country. And that'll give them enough evidence. It should give them enough evidence to at least lay sedition or treason charges. You've got to fight fire with fire. We've got to show them that we're serious here. If that means putting them behind bars and throwing away the key for the rest of their lives, then so be it. But we need to start getting tough. But bowing down to extremists and terrorists is not an option.
Senator, you've had, 6-7 months in the federal parliament now?
I have, yes.
What did you learn in those first 6 months?
I learned a great deal. I'm always learning. I have to learn every day.
But was it an eye-opening experience for you? I mean, were you sort of gobsmacked a little bit when you first arrived?
No, I think I was pretty realistic when I went up there. I knew I had a lot to learn, and I had to learn it very, very quickly, and I'm trying to do that as fast as I can. Knowledge is power, and the more knowledge I have, obviously, the more power it's going to give me and the better decisions I'll be able to make in the long run.
But you're obviously far more aware now about your own personal branding. I mean, you've had a big hairstyle change. I mean, have you had consultants come in and give you some advice on what to do and how to appear publicly?
No, I'm not that anal. No, I haven't done that. No. You have to grow into it. You have to adapt into it. No different than what they teach you in the armed forces. You must adapt and overcome, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Now, you set out on a mission last year.
Measures.
You said you were setting out on a mission to find a bloke. Have you found one?
Oh, no, I haven't been that lucky. It's a little bit like starting my own party. I just haven't got the time.
There's no one there in Canberra that you've been able to find?
Where am I going to get time to do that in Canberra?
Well, talking about blokes in Canberra, what about Clive Palmer? You still talking to him?
Well, our relationship's up and down like a yo-yo. I haven't spoke to Clive since before Christmas, but I hear he had a nice Christmas with his family, and I wish him all the best for the new year.
You called Tony Abbott a oncer. What about Clive Palmer, given all of his legal difficulties right now?
Oh, gee, I wouldn't want to be in Clive Palmer's shoes. I'll put it that way. And I'm just very grateful that I'm an independent, and I'm out of that. His party's own, we'll put it that way.
All right. Jackie Lambie, good to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.
Good luck for 2015.
Yeah, I'll probably need that. Good on you.
Thank you.